KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In sports, taking a look at high school volleyball scores from last night in Western Iowa Conference play. It was Missouri Valley with a 3-1 win over IKM Manning. Riverside picked up a 3-1 victory over Audubon. Gracie Blummel led the way with 28 digs and now becomes Riverside's all-time digs leader. Previous record was 626. Blummel now with 654 on her career. So congratulations to Gracie Blummel there at Riverside. Also, Trainer, a 3-1 winner over HSTW. Tri-Center, 3-2 over Underwood. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva, a 3-0 sweep over Peyton Sherdan. Coon Rapids Bayard, 2-0 over Perry. Glidden-Ralston, 3-2 over Boyer Valley. It was Griswold, a 2-0 win over Woodbine. And Woodbine, a 2-0 win over Cam. Corner conference action, East Mills picked up 2-0 sweeps over Bedford and Stanton. Stanton topped Bedford 2-0. Pride of Iowa play, it was Lennox, a 3-0 win over Central Decatur. Bluegrass conference play, Lamoni, a 3-0 winner over Orient Maxburg. Moravia beat Twin Cedars 3-0. Murray was a 3-1 winner over Ankeny Christian. Other scores, Abraham Lincoln picked up a 3-0 sweep over Thomas Jefferson. Creston 3-1 over Southwest Valley. Mount Air 2-0 over Clark. Mount Air also a 2-0 win over Pleasantville. Perry beat Panorama 2-0, and Perry a 2-1 winner over Earlham. Let's look at high school volleyball scores from last night. The latest high school volleyball rankings out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Here's a look at the area teams that are ranked. In Class 1A, Sydney is top-ranked. Then it's North Tama, Janesville, Lamar's Galen Catholic, Holy Trinity, the top five. Southwest Valley's at 8, St. Albert at 9, East Mills at 11, and Fremont Mills is at 13. In Class 2A, Western Christian top-ranked, followed by Osage, Beckman Catholic, Van Buren, and Clarion Goldfield Dows. Underwood is at number 7. In Class 3A, Tipton top-ranked, followed by Mount Vernon, West Liberty, Union, and Davenport Assumption. Kemper Catholic at 7, Red Oak at 10. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier top-ranked, followed by Dubuque-Wallert, Sergeant Bluff, Luton, West Delaware, and Lewis Central at number 5. In Class 5A, it's Cedar Falls, followed by Ankeny, West Des Moines Valley, Waukee, Dowling Catholic, the top 5, Abraham Lincoln at number 7. And the latest high school volleyball rankings there from the Athletic Union. Moving on to high school football, the Atlantic Trojans football team goes on the road tonight for the second straight week. This time, they'll face off against the Clarinda Cardinals. The Trojans will be looking to bounce back after giving up 35 unanswered points last week in a 35-13 loss at Creston. It was a mix of good and bad for the Trojans last week, and head coach Mike McDermott said they need to eliminate mistakes and be more consistent in order to have success.
Well, and it's a number of things that we can control, too. Number one, it was just a quarterback running back exchange that went on the ground, fumble. They took the ball over in our red zone. We get down there. Couple penalties, and now it's first and 20 instead of first and 10. So all of those things are fixable. Those are things that, of course, we worked on in practice this week, quarterback, running back meshes, just handing the ball off and what we're doing there. You know, big focus on those types of things. And then, penalties, keeping our hands inside. And those are crucial downs. When you get in the red zone, you can't have those things and be successful.
Trojans face a Clarinda team that's off to a strong start under new head coach Colin Bevins. The Cardinals shut out Red Oak 40-0 in week two and have gotten strong play from quarterback Michael Scholl. He's thrown for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns and also rushed for 52 yards and 5 more scores. Coach McDermott said they'll need to be ready to face another confident quarterback just like they faced last week against Eli Loudon.
They got a mobile quarterback back, Michael Scholl, who seems to run their offense very well. When you're a returning starter, that helps, but he's really kind of taken it to the next level. So that's going to be a real concern for us, as we had kind of the same thing last week, returning quarterback that kind of knew what was going on. So our defense is certainly going to be tested as far as our quarterback's concerned.
And the Cardinals have also gotten a nice season from running back Connor Brown, who's rushed for 170 yards and 2 scores. Atlantic counters with a good running back of their own in senior Tyler Moen. He's rushed for 428 yards and 5 touchdowns already this year. Coach Molenek said the Trojans missed some opportunities on offense last week, and they'll need to make sure they execute when they get their chances. That game's set for a 7 o'clock kick tonight. Mike Smith will join me for the call from Clarinda. Join us for the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30 and then kickoff at 7 o'clock. You can also catch our weekly pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, at 6 o'clock tonight to get the evening started. We'll have a full interview with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45. And then after the game, we'll have the Iowa High School scoreboard show from 10 to 11:30 as well. Catch all the action here on air online or watch the game as well on our TV page here this evening. A few of the other highlighted games around the area tonight in high school football play. Abraham Lincoln is at Lewis Central. Thomas Jefferson plays host to Denison Schleswig. Carroll travels to Harlan tonight. It will be Creston at Carlisle. Glenwood travels to Kemper Catholic. Also another action here across the region. It will be Red Oak hosting Clark. Green County is hosting Saydell, and Trainer will be home to take on Shenandoah. IKM Manning travels to South Central Calhoun. It's Panorama hosting I-35 here this evening. Also, ACGC is at Nottoway Valley. Central Decatur at Mount Air. Southwest Valley is at West Central Valley. Also, Riverside travels to Missouri Valley. And then Underwood is at Tri-Center. West Monona is at Maple Valley. That's a look at some of those other games going on there. And an eight-man play tonight, it will be East Mills at Griswold. Also, Stanton Essex travels to Bedford. Boyer Valley is at West Harrison. Exira EHK travels to Audubon. Glenn Ralston is at Cam. That game will be available on the Cam Cougar channel tonight. You can find that on our link, KJN Video Network, there on the right-hand side of our community hub at KJN.com. And then Woodbine is at Coon Rapids Bayard. By the way, Audubon County Farm Bureau hosting a tailgate dinner from 6 to 6:45. Prior to that, Audubon Exira EHK game here tonight. First come, first serve there. That's a look at high school football on tap this evening. And baseball yesterday, we had an afternoon game for you on the radio. The Milwaukee Brewers and Chicago Cubs remain in a dead heat for the second NL wild card, and they continue to trail the first-place Cardinals in the NL Central. Ryan Braun's two-run homer in the third inning gave the Brewers a 3-1 lead in their seventh consecutive win, 3-2 at Miami. Yu Darvish stuck out a season-high 14 and allowed only two hits over six shutout innings as the Cubs downed the Padres 4-1 in San Diego to keep pace with the Brewers. And the Cardinals avoided a three-game sweep by homering five times in a 10-3 dismantling of the Rockies in Colorado. Dexter Fowler and Colton Wong opened the game with successive home runs to set the tone after the Redbirds dropped a pair of 2-1 decisions in the first two games of the series. Marcelo Zuna and Rangel Ravelo and also Harrison Bader also went deep for the Cardinals. Other National League scores, it was the Mets 11-1 over Arizona, Pittsburgh 4-2 over San Francisco, and Philadelphia 9-5 over Atlanta. In the American League, Hunter Dozier's three-run shot in the sixth inning was the difference in the Royals' eighth victory in 11 games, 6-3 over the White Sox. Jorge Soler homered for the third time in 2 days and later singled before scoring on Dozier's blast. Lucas Giolito took the loss despite setting a team record with eight consecutive strikeouts. In other games in the American League, it was the Yankees 10-4 over Detroit in the first game of a double dip. Also, Kansas City picking up that 6-3 win over the White Sox. Boston 7-4 over Toronto. Texas 6-4 over Tampa Bay. And Oakland was a 3-2 winner over Houston. Interleague action, the Dodgers 4-2 over Baltimore. Washington 12-6 over Minnesota. And Cincinnati was an 11-5 winner over Seattle. In the National Football League, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers showcased a strong defense and a balanced attack in earning their first win of the season. Peyton Barber ran for 82 yards and a touchdown on 23 carries as the Bucs silenced the Panthers 20-14 at Carolina. The Panthers had a 12-10 lead until Barber finished a 16-yard rushing touchdown with 4:20 remaining in the third quarter. Jameis Winston was 16-25 for 208 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions to help Tampa Bay bounce back from their 31-17 loss to the Niners in the opener. Chris Godwin was Winston's prime target with seven catches for 121 yards and a score. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.